I can say that. I'm not an audiologist. I took enough of the classes, but I didn't do it. But I will say that I do have noise notches, and I spent 5 years in a college marching band in the trumpet section. So it's, yeah, whether, I don't know where the noise notch came from. And the first part, what was your first part of the question? See, they didn't actually produce. And what I did is, it's like that when I looked at a spectral level profile, I took the maximums over all the things they produced, over their all the different tokens they made. And so the maximums wasn't anything that they did at one time and they couldn't do at one time, but it kind of overall matched it. And so that's what I used. So it's not something, so it's a comparison of overall what could be produced, and it's not an average spectra, it's a maximum.
Right, but it seems to me that the potential danger of doing that mm-hmm. is that it may not be fair to say that all these maxima could be there at the same time.
Right.
Either they might be on one, might be on the other. So it just struck me that you need perhaps to be a little bit careful with that as
right. And that's why I do the second one, and the big peak of the 106 to 102, that is this overall max, where the next one, the one on the very right, is the average spectra, which is more realistic because that would be maybe something they would produce. And there's still about a three phone difference. So that's probably a little closer. So you buy yourself an extra half of an intensity magnitude by taking the maximum, which is probably, you're right, it's probably more unrealistic.
And can I just say, to answer the second question as to whether a tenor might be, you know, too loud, you can look this up because there are noise-induced yeah. hearing loss curves, certainly in Britain, for industrial things. And I think you could do it with your data. I think we
probably
need to know that.
Be very neat.
We need to know that.
I'll be curious. I'll see if I have time to do it.